The year she finished primary school, her parents gave up their jobs and they left the city to go back to the land. It had been a great adventure. They lived on an old farm at the edge of a small village, and they kept goats and sheep and chickens. I see the change sweep over her face. Anger and pity, and a kind of longing.
But think how you got here, Joe.
Bloody hard work.
No! You got here because of Sophia. Used her. Used me, the both of us. Carried us along with you. Made your name. Learned to speak proper gentrified.
My mind wandered. My aunt Lady Catherine de Bourgh's oft-quoted lament about nurturing a viper in the pit of her Christian heart came to mind, and I suffered a moment of real apprehension. I thought I could hem this creature in. I spoke inwardly in a kind of shocked realization.
Go! She shouted, shoving Melody into the tunnel before her. She felt the warmth of hot breath on her neck, and her limbs started to tremble from fear. Grab my hand! Screamed back Melody, reaching out to her. Elora grasped onto Melody's arm, pulling herself along the rocks and forcing herself into a wedge between them.
Lieutenant Cobb was escorted in before the crew, a petty officer at each shoulder.
Lieutenant Alexander Cobb, you are hereby brought forth under my command as captain of the HMS Valor under the charge of falsifying testimony against a member of this crew. How do you respond to these charges?
Grimes asked.
I have nothing to say, sir,
Cobb responded, his voice ragged.
Totally tantalizing tick-tockery.
With each word that left his lips, he became more and more excited as he waxed lyrical about the pocket watch he held in his palm.
After all these years, a genuine Marschmidt 1798, right before my very eyes. Simply exquisite.